you continue to relax, finding yourself in a wonderfully relaxing position, a place where you can be undisturbed for just a little while, a place where you're free to simply let go. Simply close your eyes down now if you haven't already. Take a nice deep breath. And as you exhale, send a wave of relaxation out across your body from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes. And let's do that one more time. Nice deep breath in. And another wave of relaxation. Just relaxing you further and further down. That's good. That's good. Another thing about relaxation is that there is no bottom to it. There's no place where you need to stop. So let's continue to relax even more. And send another wave of relaxation. And just feel every muscle, every nerve, every fiber release and just let go. Letting go deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper. Simply allow yourself to relax. Simply enjoy the comfort and the peace of this moment. There's nothing to do, nothing to worry about. Not right now. Right now is your time. Just your time to really relax and really let go. Just simply allow yourself a moment of absolute tranquility. A moment where you can allow all the sounds around you to simply fade into the distance. Allow the sounds of your own mind to simply fade into the distance. Deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper until it's just you and your breathing. Breathing in. Breathing out. Simply focusing on your breathing. Allowing everything else to simply fade away. Fading away as you allow yourself to go deeper and deeper. Relaxing every muscle, every nerve, every fiber, and really let go, and really let go. As you continue to relax, relaxing deeper and deeper with every gentle breath, simply find yourself now at the top of the set of stairs. At the top of the set of stairs is where you're at. But looking down at the bottom of the stairs, you can see it's a wonderful, relaxing existence. Relaxing marvelously and wonderful once you've reached all the way at the bottom of the stairs. And I'm going to help you to find your way there. And what I'll do is simply this. In a moment, I'll ask you to begin walking downstairs. And as you do, I'll count from 10 down to 1. By the time I reach 1, you should be at the bottom of the stairs, very peaceful and very relaxed. And now as I begin counting, begin allowing yourself to just drift deeper and deeper, walking downstairs at 10, and 9, and really relax. 8, 7 and really let go. That's good. Going further and further down. Further and further down at 6 and 5. Way down. Halfway down now. Continuing to relax with each and every halfway down now, sinking even deeper and deeper. Relax. 4 and 3 and really let go. That's good. 3, 2, almost there. Almost there now. 1 and way down. Really let go. Let go and just feel every muscle relax. From the top of your head all the way down your body, across your shoulders, down your spine, past your hips, past your thighs and your legs, down through your ankles and all the way down to the soles of your feet, the tips of your toes. Just really let go. That's good. That's good. And even though you're at a much more relaxed and deep state now than you were when we began, there's still another level. Another level into nice deep trance that I'd like you to get to. What's the place where you want to go? Place where all of your possibilities, it's your own place of possibilities, place where anything you want can be imagined, can take place. Now you're so relaxed, feeling so comfortable, peaceful, tranquil and at ease. From this point, I wouldn't ask you to walk anywhere. I'm going to ask you to walk, and even so much as to lift a foot to go deeper. Oh, at this point, there's an escalator. An escalator that you're standing in front of. Just see yourself standing in front of an escalator, getting ready to carry you down to the deep levels of relaxation. Knowing that as soon as you've reached the bottom, you'll be at a wonderfully relaxed, deeply comfortable and hypnotized place. A place where you surrender to your own place of possibilities, where anything you can imagine become your reality. A wonderful place. Place of your own design. I'm looking forward to that even now, stepping onto the escalator. It's there to carry you easily, effortlessly, further and further down. It's beginning to descend deeper and deeper now, at 10 and 9, way down. And 8 and 7, relaxing further, more deeply, more peacefully. 6 and 5, halfway there now. Halfway there, 4 and 3, so tranquil, so peaceful. So very comfortable. Now all the way down. 2, 1. Way down. And really let go. And really let go. Now there's amazing truism. It's true for all people. And that's simply this. That the more often you do a thing, the better and better at it you become. It's true. true in life, it's true for all people. It's also true for hypnosis. The more you practice, the more you allow yourself to simply relax, the better and better at relaxing you become. So the next time that you wish to go through hypnosis, either with me or somebody else, or even on your own in self-hypnosis, you'll find that this wonderfully relaxing deep level, this deep level is where you'll simply find yourself easily, effortlessly, instantly slipping right into any time you know that it's safe and appropriate time for you to go into hypnosis. You won't have to worry about it or try for it. Just simply be there. Easy, effortless, even instant. As soon as you know it's safe and appropriate time for you to do so, simply close your eyes, take a nice deep breath, and lights go out, and you're in a nice, wonderful, deep state of hypnosis. Even deeper now. That's good. That's very good. Very good. Continue to relax. Relaxing further and further with each and every gentle breath. As you breathe in nice fresh oxygen, and as you breathe out, all tensions of the day melt away. Down through your body, your mind releasing thought, releasing tension, even the slightest apprehension or stress, wherever it may be, it's instantly and immediately released and melted right down through your body. It feels as though you're actually releasing it down through the soles of your feet, way down, and really let go. And really let go. That's good. Even deeper. Very good. Continue to relax. Relaxing more and more. Always relaxing even deeper. Even deeper now. And now, as you continue to relax deeper and deeper, with each and every breath, allowing yourself to simply drift, relaxing deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper, with every gentle breath that you take, simply allow your mind to simply drift clear and free. All thoughts or concerns of the day, they're not important. Not right now. In fact, right now, the only thing that is important is simply relaxing deeply and completely. Relaxing, listening only to the sound of my voice. Allowing all of the sounds around you, whether they be inside the room or outside of the room, it doesn't matter. Right now, they're simply not important. Because they're not important, you simply allow them to drift wonderfully and deeply into the background. In fact, you'll find the only sound that is important at this moment is simply the sound of my voice. Listening to the sound of my voice for all of the good, strong suggestions which I'm going to give to you. And so you simply allow your body to sink deeper and deeper, relax. Deeper and deeper. As you simply allow your mind to drift and wander. Allowing all thoughts to simply float away. They're not important. Not right now. So as you continue to relax, relaxing deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper, and really relax, and really let go. Now, I'm not really certain if you're aware of this or not, but did you know that for as much discomfort as you've been in, all the discomfort that you've been through, I wonder if you realize how much of that discomfort you could really release by simply relaxing, by relaxing deeply and completely, like now. You see, we talk about pain, and we talk about it in all kinds of terms, various terms. But what is really pain? Pain is the body's response to some stimulus, which is the reason that we can describe pain in so many ways. You'll hear people talk about it as being a sharp pain, or as being a dull pain, or as being a pounding pain, or all these different expressions for trying to explain the type of pain that they're experiencing at the moment. And it's not because one person experiences pain differently from the other. We've all had the experience of having any one of those ranges of different pains that have been, we've been subjected to. But I wonder if you realize how much of that pain we're actually in control of, how much of it we're actually producing ourselves. And to the extent that we have anything to do with it, we can simply release it. Let me explain. I'm not going to stand here and tell you that the pain that you've gone through has been all in your head or anything like that. That's not what I'm saying at all. You've been through pain, and you know it. And it's there. Absolutely. I just wonder if you realize to what degree you can remove that some of that discomfort. Remove it deeply and completely so that you can relax. And it will actually release some of that pain, some of the tension, and reduce the discomfort that you're experiencing. Let me explain. See, when the body suffers an injury of any type, whether it's one that's instant and the body's alerting it, or it's one that's ongoing and the body keeps sending out signals to the brain telling it that there's something to be aware of, something to be alerted to, we call that signal pain, because that's how we see it. That's what it is. It's really just a simple series of communications that take place electronically through our nervous system and finally reaching the brain. And our body has a response. It is a typical response to handling pain, all types of pain. You see, it's a defensive measure, so that as soon as the body experiences pain of any sort, its instinctive, natural reaction is to simply, well, tighten, to tense up, to try and protect the area that's been injured. It tenses up against a future injury. It tenses up trying to cut off the circulation. It tenses up trying to keep infection from getting in. It tenses up trying to make certain that nothing else can happen to that area. That feeling, that tensing, sends another signal. That signal that it sends back up to the brain is once again pain. And once again, the body tenses up even more. Tenses up even more. Begins to stimulate all kinds of hormones and chemicals, like adrenaline, and all kinds of things begin to take place. The blood pressure goes up, which causes inflammation. Inflammation causes more rubbing against an already uncomfortable and inflamed area, which sends even more pain signals back up to the brain, causing more, that's right, tension. More stress, more tension, more tension, more stress. But I wonder if you realize, if you know, that that's the way that the body handles pain, that it's that's its natural reaction. If you realize how much more you could relax, and if you did that, how much less discomfort there would actually be as you simply relaxed the area, relaxed the area deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper, allowing a deep sense of relaxation to wash over the area. And as you do that, you'll notice as the tension releases, a sense of relief comes over. Discomfort begins to be lessened. And so as you continue to relax that area deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper, and simply allow that area to experience a very wonderful, deep sense of relaxation. Relaxing further and further, deeper and more complete, and really relax. Really let go. Deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper. And you know, that communication that we were talking about just a few moments ago, it's all that it is. It's a simple series of electrical impulses that the body sends along. And did you know that by continually relaxing deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper, reducing the discomfort of that area, allowing it to simply relax deeply and completely, even deeper now, much deeper and further relaxed. By continuing to relax that area, you can actually relax it so perfectly, so completely, so wonderfully calm and deeply relaxed. You can actually relax it right out of there, relaxing the nervous system to the point that it just goes numb, relaxing it deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper, to the point that all feeling, all sensation is completely relaxed. Relaxed to the point that it's absolutely numb. Comfortably numb. Perfectly and completely relaxed. And at ease. That the mind has the ability, the pinpoint accuracy, actually, deeply, perfectly, completely relax a single part of the body without affecting any of the surrounding parts or tissues, but that it completely can relax that aspect of the body so perfectly, so deeply, so completely, to be completely relaxed to the point of absolute numbness. Relaxed to the point that sensation is lost to it. And you all know that this is true. We all know instinctively, or we've had the experience at least, of having maybe sat in a strange position and had one of our extremities, maybe an arm or a leg or a hand or a finger or a toe or something, go perfectly, completely numb. We call it going to sleep because it feels strange and foreign. In fact, it's simply numb. And we think to ourselves, well, we pinched a nerve and that's what caused it to take place. But the truth is, we've had that happen to us on other occasions. And if you haven't exactly had this experience, you certainly know of somebody who has, or they've actually experienced some level of significant damage and were completely oblivious to it. Had no knowledge of it until somebody else later on pointed it out to them. That they were simply going on perfectly comfortable about their business, completely oblivious to the problem that has actually taken place. Until somebody else had to let them know. And that doesn't have anything to do with somebody sitting on an extremity or pinching a nerve or anything like that. It's simply the mind electing to not experience that sensation at that moment. And you have that same ability. The ability to allow those sensations from that area that's been causing you pain in the past to simply release deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper now, and relax, and let go, and relax deeper and deeper, deeper and more perfectly, every muscle, every nerve, every fiber, and really relax now, and really let go. Relaxing deeper and deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper. All the way to the point where you absolutely can't even sense the discomfort any longer. It's too far back. It's too far away. Just imagine that. Imagine that the discomfort is actually, instead of being right there in front of you, larger than life, like an image of discomfort. Just imagine that image growing very small. Very small. In fact, it's grown small, and it's actually lost all of its color. So instead of having any color whatsoever, it's just simply a black and white image. And then that image is moved, instead of being in front of us, now moved actually perfectly behind us. It relaxes you even deeper and further and further. Further and further. Relaxing, releasing it. And so now just simply imagine that image 5 feet behind you, so small, so distant, barely even sense it anymore. But you completely relax deeper and deeper and deeper. Now imagine that image has moved 100 yards behind you, so small it could barely even make it out anymore. All the way back there. all the way back there. Can't even see it. And then it moves even further. Maybe another 100 yards, maybe a mile away. It doesn't matter, it's imperceptible. It's faded so far back. Can't even make it out anymore. Relax deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper and deeper. Now notice how you feel. Notice how much better you feel. Just simply relax perfectly. Content. Relaxing. Deeper and deeper. Tranquil. Satisfied. Deeper and deeper. In perfect harmony. Perfect comfort and relaxation. Even deeper. Even deeper. Even deeper. Now this level of deep relaxation and the associated comfort that comes with it, this is yours. From this point forward, from this point forward, this is yours now and for all time. This is yours. You see, all you have to do is simply relax. Deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper. And really let go. Even deeper now. Even deeper now. And allow your mind to simply wander just a bit. And notice already how much better you feel. You simply relax deeper and more complete. And any time in the future that you wish to regain this perfect balance, harmony, and relaxation, all you'll have to do is simply reach over with your right arm and give just a mild squeeze in the soft tissue between your thumb and forefinger. And that's going to be your body's signal to allow the same sensation of wonderful, deep, and perfect relaxation to wash over you from head to toe, deeply and completely. In particular, wherever any discomfort may be found, relaxing to the point it's completely imperceptible, instantly, effortlessly, and immediately. Whenever you simply reach over with your right arm and pinch with your thumb and forefinger a little soft tissue between the thumb and forefinger on your left, that's going to be your body's signal. Simply allow this same deep level of comfort and relaxation to simply wash over you deeply and completely. Deeper and deeper now. That's good. It's very good. In just a few moments, I'm going to simply count from 1 to 5. And at 5, eyes wide open. Feeling fully alert, refreshed, rested, rejuvenated, awake, alive, and ready to go. And even as I do, as soon as you come awake and aware and alive, the same sensation of deep relaxation will remain. The numbness, the comfort, that's yours, that stays with you. So that even though you come up, your eyes open, and you begin to function like normal, that spot of your body is going to remain completely relaxed. so perfectly and completely. So perfectly and completely. Even as you reach 5 and your eyes open, refreshed, rejuvenated, and ready to go. As we simply begin now at 1, just feel yourself coming up. Coming up closer and closer to the surface, that's right. It's very good. At 2, a nice deep breath in. Sending oxygen-rich blood coursing through your veins, touching every muscle and every nerve, every fiber, especially the large ones in your arms, your legs, your torso, rejuvenating them, refreshing, reinvigorating them, getting them ready to go. At 3, the eyes behind your eyelids are simply feel wonderful and refreshed, like they're being washed over through a nice mountain stream or a cool, refreshing spring. Feels wonderful, fantastic in every way. At 4, a strong sense of well-being washes over you from head to toe, like a nice warm blanket. Feeling good, strong, confident, secure, powerful. And on the next count, eyes wide open, fully alert, feeling rested, rejuvenated, awake, alert, and ready to go. 5.